first one is in Sif Aleph, the Ramah brings this chiluk between a mechitza or the mechaber and the Ramah brings this chiluk between a mechitza which is nasis for lahatir and a mechitza which is nasa l'snius ba'alma. At first glance, you learn the Tosis in the Kukhafei, so that's Tosis of Schilik. Rashi says Machita is always Mutter, there's never a case of Machita which is Osir. Tosis brings rise to the cases of Machita which are Osir, the Gemara and the Mar Arabi by the case of the Sukkah. And Tosis learns that the difference is between Machita Materis and a Machita which is Listinus Baum. The Prima Donna points out that that's not correct. So when you learn the Tosis, you look at Tosis Lashon. The Tosis learns that we're talking about, let's say that there are two mechitzas already of the sukkah, and the issue is that adding the third mechitza, or there's three and adding, the issue is adding the fourth. So Tosis calls that a Tosefis, that's a case of Tosefis oil, or Tosefis mechitza. In other words, he looks at we don't look at each wall as a separate entity. It's the overall area is partially enclosed, and I'm continuing to close it further. So that's called Tosefis. So Tosis says, when you have three walls already, adding the fourth one, that's a Tosefis oil, a roy, which is not a matir, it's mutter. Adding mechitza number three, and you only have two adding the mechitza number three, Tosafos says it's also because it's not really Tosafos, since without the third mechitza, it's not going to accomplish what the sukkah has to accomplish. So you're not just adding, you're actually creating the mechitza. So that's a CS mechitza, and that's also. That's what Tosis says. So mitzad that mahalach of Tosis, we the Tosis would be mechadish this tukura between the difference between a mechitza materis and a mechitza materis. Really, the nakuda is whether this is called a C or a Tosef. So I'm starting with a cloud, which I know fairs in the Gemara. The difference between I have a clear cloud in the Gemara of the difference between Tosefis and Asiyah. Making an oil of roy is Asir. Being most of an oil of roy is mutter. And in that comes the Gemara in Erevin and says that Mechitza also theoretically has. There's a rule to the difference between Asiyah and Tosefis, but this not everything looks like a Tosefis. It's really a Tosefis. That's all Rebbe Mechadish. Now, according to that, to make a freestanding mechitza with Tznius Baalma is also that's a Tznius mechitza. I'm starting with nothing. The only heft over here is Tosefis for Tznius, because that goes with the regular rule of Tosefis. But to make a freestanding mechitza for the Tznius Baalma is also okay. Number one. Number two, a Tosefis, which is a matir, is also awesome. By definition, that's what we're saying. Even though it's a Tosefis, but if it's a matir, it's not called Tosefis, it's called a seer. That's the point of Tosis. The Ramah is not paskening Tosis. The Ramah is paskening the Maram. And the Maram is arguing, and the way the Ramah presents it, the Maram is arguing both of these points. The Maram is saying, Maram's case was that he wants to make a mechitza yod, which is going to be matir him to be mashtin. So he left it open before Shabbos one tefach, and in Shabbos he extends it down all the way down to the ground. And now it's mutter. Before it was also, now it's mutter. So it's a mechitza of a tosefis, which is a matir, which places every fairish is also. And the Maram, they're saying that's the eitzah, how you make a mutter. Right, and then he says that, and making a mechitza which is not matir b'chalal is mutter, even though it's a freestanding mechitza. So the Ramah is passing not like Tosis. Now it comes out according to the and real balabatish, the starting point of the argument, Pashas, is how do you look at each wall? The Tosfos clearly looks at, when I already have two walls, I'm adding a third wall, or I already have three walls, I'm adding a fourth wall, it's an act of Tosfos. The Maram looks at that as an act of Asiyah. I have two walls, but this is a brand new wall. This wasn't here at all before. So, if so, Shteitach in the Gemara, that the fourth wall, which is a brand new wall, is much because it's the Esbalma. So I have a Gemara which is telling me that I'm allowed to make a wall, a freestanding wall. Because there's not enough room to make a freestanding wall, and making a wall next to another, adjacent, perpendicularly to another wall, it's the same thing. It's not Tosefis, it's an Asiyah. And the Mor says it's much because it's Tiyas Ba'alma. And the third wall, right? I'm saying that's Osir because that's a Mechitza Materis. It's a brand new wall, and it's only Osir because of Mechitza Materis. However, if I have part of a wall already, I have the regular rule of Tosefes, that Tosefes oil is mutter. That's the thought process of the Maral. Now, call it according to Tosis that a mechitza hamateris is more common than a gag, because a gag, which is open to tefach, I'm allowed to extend it further. And here I'm saying over here I have the way Tosis learns that the third wall is only it's only Tosefis, but since it's a materis, it's also. So the Prima Gadim says according to the sheet of Tosis, the case of the Maram is also. So I have a mechitza which is already open to Tefav, and I want to extend it down to the ground. Or I have a mechitza, the Maram says a mechitza which is standing 10 tefachim high, but it's only tefav wide. So I want to extend it further to be matter more to surface, but it's going to be a matter to be mashed in that area, right? It's going to be also. This is, maybe it's not a sushtel the Prima Gadim says, because in that case, maybe you're allowed to be mashed in that tefach. Maybe you need four tefachim. He's masupik, right? We'll get to that in a second. So it comes out the chara at first glance that a mechitza materis is more chomer than a gag, according to Tosis. According to Maram, mechitza materis and gag are the same thing. That once you have a partial partial gag or a partial mechitza, you're allowed to extend it further, even though it's mechitza materis. Mechitza materis just makes it equivalent to a gag. So the answer is poshut. That Tosfos is long this is not because mechitza is more chomer than gag, because it's not Tosefis, it's a seer. So Tosefis is mutter. Tosefis oil is mutter. Tosefis mechitza is mutter. Everything is mutter. But if I'm taking it from being osur to making it mutter, that's not called tosefes. That's called an asiyah. So that would theoretically, if you could have a case which would be in the gag by gag, it would also be true. I don't have a case, but it's not because it's more chomer. Right? In Lomdus, though. Tosis is somewhat easier to digest. Right? I'm not making up, new rules. I'm taking the rules that I have to start with, the difference between Asiyah and Tosefis. Now, all I'm saying is that I'm taking something from being Asher to being Mutter is not a Tosefis, even though it looks like a Tosefis. On a practical level, I'm just doing a Tosefis. But since on a halakhic level, I've changed the whole Asiyah, that's called an Asiyah. Very simple din. According to Maram, I'm being mechadash a whole new din. The Maram now hears me mechadash a whole new din without saying a word come out. The Maram is being mechadash a whole new din. Even the mechitza normally, a freestanding mechitza would be like Rashi. But a mechitza materis all of a sudden gets a din like a gag and it's awesome. So that's the current Maram is pushing, creating a whole new madrega, a whole new din of Isser, which we didn't have any other mitzvah anywhere else. The Karnat Tosis, and it's not doing that. So, so the Mahal HaTosis, I think, at the end of the day, is Mitzad Svora, it's much easier to digest. Mitzad the Maram, I'm saying, listen, making mechitzas is not mutter. What Rashi says, the issue is oil, there's no issue for making mechitzas. But a mechitza materis, it accomplishes something, it's called an oil. I mean, like, really? It's not a new issue, it's the issue of oil. We don't have any, because the more karthosis, the more is shelling soup from a wall to the sugi of oil to the sugi of pekakakalan, which is the wall. Tarsus, it's the same issue. Right? So according to Tosfos, I'm not being mechadash a whole new mahalach. I'm dealing with the regular rules. That mechitza and oil is mechitza and gag. Everything's the same. It's not two categories. It's the same category.
So even if I just make one mechitza,
it's still also
CSO, right? Why is he saying an Irvin
Because the case of whether Aaron is a case of Tosefis. Right, that's what I'm saying. The point of the Tosefis is, you know, it says Behedja that the case of there was a case of Tosefis, and the only reason why it's also because it's a Materis. Okay, so it comes out, just to say it right, according to Rashi, mechitza, the issue of oil is dafkan oil. According to Tosis, the way we're learning Tosis, mechitza and gag are both parts of an oil. And there's both of them are also, that's the issue. According to the Maram, he agrees with Rashi that mechitza is not oil. The issue of oil is oil. And we have this new din that a mechitza matera is, all of a sudden, it's significant, etc., all of a sudden gets the chumra of oil. Okay. To try and be mazmer that, next to Ora, the Prima Gadim is Masupik, that the Magen Avraham asked the Kasha in the Morin Beya, that the Morin Beya says, seems to say pretty clearly that you can make a Mechitza to be Makta Tasha Tamitha. Right? The Mor says, the Mor has a Shalom there, can you do Kibui in order to, you have an Aranair, can you do Kibui on the Aranair to be able to to allow Tashmish? So the Mor says, you can't do Kibui because it's after Babai Zachar. The Mor says, you don't Babai Zachar Mahu. Mor says, after Mechitza. So pretty straightforward in the Gemara that you had a mechitza, that you're allowed to make a mechitza and yopta to allow tasha shemitza, right? So that's the Ramos kasha. That's the Dark Emerish's kasha. Quotes the Dark Emerish's kasha. The Dark Emerish says maybe the Pshat Nemora meant a mechitza which already was open at tefach, like the Maram says. The Maram says no. You're mixing apples and oranges. There's two ways how to address the problem of a nair. One is by blocking the light totally, which is not a heter. It's not being mounted al mechitza. It's practically there's no aura nair anymore. So I don't have to put out the nair. I can just block the light totally. That's 100% mutter. That's what the Mormon means obey. What we're discussing over here is a case that you're even if there is or. If you're in a different rishus, as long as the aura isn't coming in behedya directly, it's mutter, even though it's light, because it's different rishus. So over here, we're discussing creating a status of a different rishus, and that's what's going to allow the tashas hamita. That's a mechitza materis, and that's what the Ram is saying is a problem. And the same thing with the case of the Svarim, the case of the Maram, the case of Svarim. It's talking about, if I cover the Svarim totally, so there's no research done because there's a Kisui. The Prima Gadim does a Kashi, you need Kisui to have Kisui. Okay, fine. but over here, you're being mapped, and I'm in a different Rishos. So, Heyois, the Heter is because it's a different Rishos. So, I'm using the Metzias, I'm making a different Rishos. That's the issue. So the Prima Gadim, while he's handling that, so he's masupik that maybe the definition of making a different rishus, it has to be 10 tefachim ayel, it has to be 4 tefachim wide. We find by rishus al yachid, the smallest amount takes some rishus, it has to be 4 tefachim, it has to be 10 by 4. So which the Chara is Mistabra. Okay. Now, Im Kain, Yesh Lomar, that's, let's go back to the din of Asiyas oil, which is Osir, right? So the Rambam says it's a Toldah Baina. So he said, what's the Lama? Why is it a Toldah Baina? So based on the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah says that you have the Av, and the way you derive a Toldah is either similar to the Av, it has to be some way similar, it's a derivation of the Av, because some way it's similar to the Av. Either similar to the Av in the actions that you do, or similar to the Av in the purpose, the function that it results in, the result being similar to the Av, even though the actions are different than the Av. So he says, so the Malach of Baina, the Rambam defines the Malach of Baina is taking pieces and putting together to create a new entity. So putting bricks and making a wall is Baina. So therefore, the Gemara says that Megabe, making cheese, which is you take the pieces, the curds, which are separate, and you press it together through the process of Megabe, and you make it from the curds into this one mass, is a Toldah Baina. Now, the function of Binyan is to have a dwelling place. The function of having a cheese is to eat it. Right? So the function is not the same, but the action is the same. When I get the oil is not Baina, because we're discussing the classic case of oil is I'm taking a mat, which already is a mat, and I'm suspending it in the air. There's no act of Binyan in the sense of putting pieces together. It's already made. But the function is, I'm now creating a dwelling place. So the function is similar to the Av, so that's the issue. Based on the Magen Mishnah. That's the Chara Lomas and Rambam. Okay, so the Yesod of the issue is because I'm creating a dwelling place. So in Svara, the Gag and the Mechitzas, Shemitah say, they both function in the process of making a dwelling place. So Shita's Taisis is very Mishtabra. There's no Nakritin, Mechitza, or Gag. They're both the same.
So first he's trying to say that
and so if they're both the same, all we're saying is that there's a different Tosafis, a Siyah, good, whatever. Oil Keva is the Raisa, Oil Roy is the Rabbanon. They didn't, Oil Roy, they only asked for the Siyah, they didn't ask for the Tosafis. What's the definition of Siyah versus Tosafis? A Mechitza Materis is called a Siyah, not a Tosafis. But in Svara, there's no difference between the Mechitza and the oil shouldn't make an enough community. That's Shita's Taisis. Right, very Mistab. Comes Rashi. And Rashi comes along and says, in the beautiful way of Rashi in the one word, in Kuf Chaf Hei Mabeis, Rashi says that there's no Isser Mechitzas, because Mechitzas are Mechias Baalm. Like in the quotes of the Gemara in Arabic. Now, that's not very geschmack at first glance. And like the Quran already pointed out, because according to Rashi, Yonim Chizim Ateris is mutter. Right? But so what's Rashi throwing in the word Tzinius? It's not Rashi, the word Tzinius is not that. Okay, it doesn't mean Dafka Tzinius. But what Rashi is throwing in, he's saying, now, I'm not telling you I understand 100%, I'm just saying what I'm hearing Rashi saying. The Rashi is telling me that you have a mistake. Right, we picture that the idea of creating a structure is the walls and the roof. The Rashi, you got it wrong. The walls create sneeze. The roof creates the structure. Now, how do I know that? That's the more in here. Right. So Rashi is telling me the lumness of the chilik between the two is that which we're saying that it's doimed to the av because the result is the function you created the function is of the walls is not the same as the function of the roof. Now again, I can't tell you more than that. The dosh teit in Rashi. comes along the Maram and says, well, it depends. So I agree with you in theory, but that's only by Mechitza, which is the status of Alma. But a Mechitza, which it generates a halakhic status, means it created a Rishus. So it's integral in the process of making something. And that's what the Prima Gadam is saying. Look, or maybe you need Dafka Dal Falken. It's Dinei Rishuyos. So you're asking me, the Klal is creating a Malkum. I have a sugya creating Malkum. I know the Klal are making Malkum. I don't think it starts from scratch. I have a sugya of Rishus HaYachid. Let's call them how you make Rishus HaYachid. That's a significant halachic reality. So, yes. And what defines that halachic reality? Mechitzas play that role as much as the God does. So yes, Gog is part of it. I'm not going to say it's not part of it, even though you don't need a Gog to have a Rishus HaYachid, right? But to say that in a case where I'm creating a Rishus with a halachic reality, they said that that's not doimit to the Av of Boina, because the function is not the same. The function is the same. This is part of the process of making a Rishus. So like Rashi, the Mechitza, the Zakhtim Maram, the Mechitza Amateris is also same came. The Maram is not being Mechadish a way out thing. Rashi is the Chiddush. Rashi would says that even the war, which is a materis, but since when you create structures, the walls are more for tznius purposes than for creating the mokum. Again, I don't know why that's true. So even if put the scenario, it's a materis, that's irrelevant. Right? So Rashi is the Chiddush that comes out. So we understand Tosis. Well, along with the Tosis, Tosis says that the mechitza and the oil does not, that you can't give a preference to the God. There's no preference to one over the other. Everything is part of the process of making something. There's no chiluk. Very simple. Right? The Gemara and Erevin came along and Zakhtim Aram said that you're wrong. It threw this word Mesnias in. What's the word? The Kudus not Mesnias. The Kudus to Sefis. According to what you're saying, the issue is not. I don't need the Tzias. I just need it as a Tosefis. I just need Lafuke. The third wall is not a Tosefis. It's an Asiya because it's not a Tzias. It's just. I don't need the Mazda why the fourth wall is Mutter. It's the Mazda why the third wall is Asa. Right? The fourth wall is Mutter because it's Tosefis. Alan, I stated in the Gemara that you got it wrong. That's not true what you're saying, that a mechitza is integral to the process of making a structure, because I have three walls and I create the fourth wall. You can see into your sukkah, right? But it says a sukkah, it's a sukkah already. So what's this wall for? This wall is for Litzinius Ba'alma. So you know what? Walls which are Litzinius Ba'alma, that's not called making a mokum. That's a different function. Okay, so that's not the to the Av. So that's mutter. But in a case where a wall is making the mokum, of course it's doimit to the Av. So that's pasha. So Rashi is a Kiddush. Okay. So far, so good. New horror. Next horror. Horror number one. Okay. Horror number two, the Prima Gadam has this suffix over here, but maybe a sukkah is called it's considered a keva because it lasts for 8 or 9 days. Well, kavuhu, shemunach, the shemar, yamim, metisha, and therefore minis at the raisa. So therefore, it would not be mutter to have a goy build the sukkah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because it's not a shus to shus. It's only one. It's only a shus. Shus to makom. One shus to makom mitzvah is not mutter. Now there is a scenario where one shul samakam mitzvah is mutter, and the Sarek Gadol where samakam that. Sarek Gadol, you samakam that.
He says what?
So, but he doesn't get involved in that. He just assumed that's not a hetzer. The Bikur Yaakov.
No,
Ramos says in Reshayin, Reshayin Zayin, that they were Samech on Halakha's Neiris. They would have the guy come to the shul and like the Neiris. That's Halakha the Raisa, Mir Lakha and Halakha the Raisa. Right? He says, because there's There's a Gemara in Gittin, the first paragraph, the Gemara talks about when you're buying land in Eretz Yisrael, you can have the goy right up the star. Because you're afraid if you don't write up the star, buy from a goy. If you don't do it now, you're going to lose opportunity. If you don't write up the star, he's going to, later on, he's going to skip town. You're not going to have a star. And then you don't have a star, you're off the creek. You're not going to really have the property. And getting the property of the land in Eretz Yisrael out of the goyim's hands, on the record, is considered a mitzvah, Chlor in the Gemara, right? So it's more. So the Tosef Midrash says, well, what's this hat? It's a mere lachman of the Raisa. It's Tshiva. So Tosef brings a wild cheat of Shedim, but the only malach, only the issue of the Raisa, Tshiva is Dafka Tava Sharif. He says, no, that we don't hold like that. We hold any ksav is the Kisav, because any ksav is the Raisa. And over here, there is, because of the special tzarek, they're a master, a mere lachman of the Raisa, because of the needs of getting land in Eretz Yisrael. So then that we say that the idea that we should have basic classes, we should have light basic classes, be able to dub, and that's the tzarek of a rabbin, you were a mere lakum, even though it's all the derisa is mutter. Good, so it's just such a concept. Bekir Yaakov wants to say that's the heter of a mere lakum because a person should have a sukkah to sit in for the, right? So that's the tzarek mitzvah, you know, see, maybe that's called tzarek kodol. Okay, pashas, we don't go with that. So this is interesting, the idea of that that's all kavua. I mean, it's pretty flimsy. It looks pretty flimsy. It sat there for 7 or 8 days, 9 days. That's called oil kavua. Aleph, Beis. You saw that, you know, the riff says this strange din, the way the round learns the riff. That if you take a talus kavula, which is, you know, that's spreading out a little bit of bad, it's pretty aroy, and you spread it out to the gag as a tefach wide, that's all kavua, that's a derice. So that sounds like Chinese, right? Mishabura points out there are some in the fact that that's not what the riff meant. That's how the Ram learns it. That's not what the riff meant. He says, but the Maisa, there's enough in the Rishonim to Masha that is the Mahalik and the riff, that you would definitely have to chashish for that sheet. So, okay, stop for a second. We discussed by Breiner the idea of Binyan L'Shaw. So Binyan L'Shaw really comes in two ways. There's a Binyan L'Shaw where the act that you've done is intrinsically temporary. It cannot last. So it's felt in the Cheshiva as a Malacha. It's not a Malacha which is Miskayemis. And the Mishnah says, you need a Malacha Miskayemis. That's the first Mishnah in Perek Barna. You need a Malacha Miskayemis. It has to be something which has some level of how long. The Rambam says it has to last for Shabbos. The definition of Malacha Miskayemis is that it should be intrinsically significant. The structure that you've made has some integrity to it, so that it can last for a period of time. That Rambam says for Shabbos. That's good enough. There's a discussion in the Yerushalmi called Binyan L'Shaw. That's a different sukkah. That I'm making something which bets me. It's not the mice that I'm making. It could last. Whatever shear you need to last, it can last. But I'm planning to remove it after a period of time. So what's the status of that? So the Yerushalmi has machlokes by Binyan L'Shaw, whether that's chayiv or not. I mean, it's not the mice I did. It's a mice which meets the physical integrity of the mice. It could last the required amount of time. But I'm planning to remove it before that. So is that called boiner or not? So it's not a boiner. I made a binyan. What my plans and my business. The other side says no. That, you know, as much as you tell me you need this miskayemis, I'm planning to remove it. So I never intended to be that malach of making something of. What's the position of the Bavli on that? The assumption of many poskim is that the Bavli has binyan l'shaw is chayiv. Okay, so I get the oil, and they said there's a heter of oil aroy. So what's the scenario of oil aroy that we're talking about? Right? The simple one, scenario of oil aroy is not, it's beside the plan, how long I plan to leave it there. Right? The aroy of Shabbos is man. So one second, if you tell me that we hold the Binyan L'Shaw is chayiv, so why is oil aroy mutter? If the reason why it's a roy is because it physically doesn't have integrity, it's a chur, so I understand. Because by no, also that's a problem. Now, what the shear is, I'll get to in a second. Okay, so this maybe is a stretch. you can definitely think of it. I'm presenting more, I think, as a mokum for to think about. If we're saying that the malachah here is not the act of putting it together, the malachah here is creating a certain reality, a certain mokum, right? The function, the structure of binyan is that you're creating a home, right? There's a house and there's a home. There's a space in between, etc. The area inside. So that's the malacha. So I'm saying, when I even though I didn't do the act of boina, because I didn't put any pieces together, I just took this pre-made mat and I put it in place. So that's not called the malacha. That's not mitzad. The action of binyan is not binyan. Because if the result that I created is this new area, that's all. That's the malacha. Because in that sense, it's diamonds of the app. So vice versa, Chazal came along and said that mitzias is only logical if it has a certain amount of permanence to it. Means if this is going to be a new makam, and we're saying, oh, you've made a new makam. For how long? For 3 seconds. I'm sorry, you can't call it a new makam. It's a new rishus. Really? Well, it depends how long you want it to be a new rishus. I want to be a new rishus for 5 minutes. So, I'm sorry, that's not a new rishus. It's not shut. It's felt in the Shivas of the Malach. It's not. It's felt in the Shem Mokum. If the Yisrael of the Malach is creating this marked off area, and that's the Malach, so the marked off area, which I'm going to remove in 3 minutes from now, is not a marked off area. So the Nakuna of Aroy is it's felt in the Shem Mokum. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay.
Shem Mokum or the time?
Now, so I'm saying that'll be a function of time. The decision to leave it there for X amount of time, whatever that number is, that's a new makom. So comes along the Prima Gadim and says, you know what? I can tell you this. So I didn't see it now, but I remember when we were learning the sukkah of this Prima Gadim, if the sukkah of Prima Gadim really plays out in the sukkah, one of the question over there, Mishavur Paskins, the Tzad Kula, well, this is here Mishavurus, but the Mishavur in Tafresh Lamed Zayin, Sukkot Mal, Mishavur Paskins, you can have a goy, in case you built the sukkah, and the sach came off, you're allowed to ask a goy to put it back on, even though he's mamash making a kosher sukkah. You're putting all the sach fell off. There's not even a case of a Tosefis, all of the sach fell off, so your mamash making the whole gag. It's mutter. It's partial because it's a drabon. It's ayla roy. Shulz a mokum. It's his mutter. That's the mishabur and tafresh lamed zayin. Mishabur and tafresh chavav brings the prima gadim and says he doesn't pass the lekula. Just says ben shmoshes. You ever had to ben shmoshes? You ever ben shmoshes? Right. Otherwise, he's not matter. Okay. But in that discussion over there, I remember I saw one of the Quranim, I can't remember who. He said that the reason why the Prima Gadim, or the reason why the Mishabur is Masupik, he didn't say the Prima Gadim, which it's not the Prima Gadim says, but he said, because it's not an El Roy, it's an El Kavuk, because the Torah said you're supposed to sit in the Sukkah. So I remember when I first saw it, I said, what in the world is he saying? The Torah described the Sukkah as El Roy. So, Rabbi, I should say, what's your shayla? It's partly the Torah called us a roi. I think what he's saying is because the Torah called us a mokum. So you can't call that. You can't. The function of time is going to become irrelevant. If I make a sukkah to eat one meal, and I plan to remove it afterwards, but for that moment, I need a distinct halachic mokum. I'm sorry. That itself gives us the kvius. So the nakuda is, what do you need to create that if you get to shame that this is a mukum mugder, which now is redefined but with a new status, and that's the malacha. So a sukkah reaches that, and I think that's what he's saying. Again, I can't find who's. Remember, see this. So this I'm talking about. Shomesh, what?
Shomesh is the one that says that the mitzvah is mashiach.
Oh, that's the Shomesh. Okay, good. Now the Shomesh brings a bear yitzchok.
He performs the Shomesh performs the eye of mitzvah to sit in a deer's hara.
Right, that I remember he saw. That's what he
said. Yeah. It says for yantav it's heva, for sukkah it's hara.
Right. So whatever that means. Right. So that's what I think. That's what I think he means. So he brings over there the Shuvas Ber Yitzchak. Shabur says over there in Tarfesh Laman Zion, he wants the amount to, he says, like the Ber Yitzchak, which is brought in the Shalom Eishet. But you look at the Ber Yitzchak, says a wild heter. There's a sheet of Tosis that Boina is Mutar and Yom Tov. Because since Oichel Nefesh, you say we didn't tell you, because this is Oichel Nefesh, I'm allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov, because Oichel Nefesh. So there's a Hekatim Sabaina, which is Mutar and Oichel Nefesh. And you say me Tarek, you're to the Tarek, you're to the Tarek, and you're allowed to do it in your Tarek, Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Boina on Yom Tov. So it says that the Yitzchak was matter that having the guy do it is based on the Shita Tosis. We don't pass on the Shita Tosis. So Nafkamina is you wouldn't be Mutar and Shav, it's only Mutar and Yom. The Mishabur is not be Mutar else. If he's quoting the Ber Yitzchak, he's not be Mutar else, Shus to Shus. He's Mutar else, this sheet, a special din.
Also, the Ber Yitzchak says it's only a Hatter of opinion, a Hatter of Machatzim.
Right.
Not a Hatter of Machatzim. He says the only thing you do is whatever the point is.
Right. So. Well, Machapathos, you might have a problem. It's Shaykh Machapathos on an Ola Roy also. Machapathos the rice on Ola Roy also. That you have to be careful about anyway. Could be the mushal if you know you put the schach down. It's time of Baruch Mitzuyah. So Mitzad, just lay it down. But I want to make sure it doesn't fly away. Shenim Mitzuyah, say, I want to make zip ties, etc. That might be Machapathos. Okay, you know. I couldn't have the guy do that necessarily. Okay. Now people don't throw us in time, a time function. 7 days, you know, 8 days, 9 days. So I'm not saying this has been what the Shalom Eishet was saying, but he is saying that there is going to be a certain amount of time where the perception is it's a new makom. So something which lasts for more than a week is like a new makom. Okay, where you got the numbers, I'm not sure. Okay. Comes on the riff, and the riff says this din of a gag of a tefach. So getting back to our first discussion, he's clearly seeing Gag and Mechitzas are not on the same, they're not on the same footing. There's no such parallel case with Mechitzas. So like now it tells us that the Gag and the Mechitzas really play the exact same role in making a mocking. Like Rashi, that Gag plays a role in making a mocking. He says all these discussions are irrelevant if you have a Gag. Once you have a Gag, that is called making a mockum, and that's it, end of conversation. So all these discussions talking about there was no Gag. What was there? There was less than a half of a tefach. That's the thought process. I think that would give you a little bit of a window into the thought process of the riff and Pasha's reading. The Pasha reading of the Rambam is also like that. Mr. Burr is cautious for that. But you have to cautious those at the rice. Okay, let's hold it here. The next.